We're looking here in Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Yud Beis. And the Mechaber says, "Lo yetze achayet b'machat hatchuva lo b'bidu v'nyotza pot." So if you look at the Mishnah Bura, in yotza pot di ein derech od sabaka El Biyodo. So we have a p'tur here of Ein Darko B'kach. He's not carrying the machet in his hand, but rather it's attached to his beged. And in such a case, the Mechaber says it's also midrabbanan. Now this is on Shabbos itself. If we turn back to Siman Reish Nun Beis, Sivav, here the Mechaber addresses Erev Shabbos. And he writes, Lo yetze odom Erev Shabbos somoch lechashecha b'machto biyodo. So the Mishnah Berurah calls our attention to the fact that it says biyodo. Whereas in Siman Shin Aleph, it was not biyodo, because that's on Shabbos, and that's an Isur Drabbanan, even though it's not the Derech Hotzah B'kach. But here, we're talking about Erev Shabbos. And we're talking about Gzeirah Drabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah says, here in Se'if Katan Nun Beis, Asru Lotzei Slomi Beiso Somach Lechashecha, he's carrying a machat, it's before Knisas HaShabbos, but Shema Yishkach V'yotzi Mishetechshach. No, so he'll do the Akira from his Rishus HaYochid after Chashecha. Avol Muto Lotzeis Somach LeChashecha B'machad HaTchuvelo B'Bigdo. In other words, that which we saw in Siman Shin Aleph, where it's a Machad HaTchuvelo B'Bigdo and it's Asur, that's only on Shabbos itself. Because there, even though it's tchuvalo bibigdo and it's not derech otzavakach, it's asur midrabanan. He's potter aval asur. But here we're talking somach lechashecha on erev Shabbos. If he would go out with a machat tchuvalo bibigdo at this point, even if it would have been Shabbos, he would have been potter midrabanan. And even though it's also mirabbanan to walk out chuva bigdo, but that's on Shabbos itself. That's how kol ponim mirabbanan it's also. But here we're talking about erev Shabbos, and we're afraid there's one gzera that he'll walk out after Shabbos. That itself is a gzera. It's somach lechashecha. And number two, even in the worst case scenario, if it's chuva lo bigdo and he walked out on Shabbos, it wouldn't be a violation of melechas otzad rabbanan. It would only be Drabbanan. Is therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Lo Gazru Chazal Gzera L'Gzera. So this he calls a Gzera L'Gzera. So again, let's just summarize. If he's going out Chuvalo B'Bigdo on Shabbos, that's Shalom Kedera Chotzah, that's Asim Drabbanan. If he's going out carrying his Machad on Erev Shabbos, Somach L'Chashecha, that's a Gzera Drabbanan, because we're afraid that he might carry it from Rishu Sayochid into Rishu Sarab on Shabbos. But even if he did so, so since he's holding it biyado, he would violate a Doraisa. We have to make a Gzeira Otu a Doraisa. But in a case of Tchuvalo Bibigdo on Erev Shabbos, Somach L'Sheikha, in the worst case scenario, even if he were to make an Akira Belel Shabbos and leave the Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, it wouldn't be any more than a violation of an Issa Drabban, because Tchuvalo B'Bigdo is Shalom Kedarko. So that's what we have here, if we take into consideration these two simonim. Now, what's the source for this concept of a Gzera L'Gzera in terms of Machat the Erev Shabbos? The source here is on Daf Yud Aleph. The Mishnah itself is on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, and the sugya continues on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Lo Yetze Hachayot Bemachto Somach Lechashecha. And here the Mechaber adds, based on Rishonim, Biyado, because the Machet is Biyado. And the Mishnah says, Shema Yishkach V'yetze. That means after Chashecha, he'll walk out with the Machat. The Gemara goes on to say that there's another Gzeira Drabbanon, Lo Yamed Odom B'Vashus HaYochid V'yishte B'Vashus HaRadm, or vice versa, because he's afraid maybe he'll be Nimshach. And that's also Aser. Now the sugya starts here on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Iboyeluhu. Carmelis Mamuch. Would this Isur, and basically we're talking about two different Isurim here, we're talking about the Isur Drabbanon of Lo Yetze Hachayek B'machto B'erev Shabbos B'yodo, and we're talking about the Isur of standing in one Rishus and drinking into another in another Rishus. What's the deal if he's going out into a Karmelis, or if he's standing in a Karmelis and he wants to drink in a Rishus HaRabim or in a Rishus HaYochid, or he's standing in a Rishus HaYochid and he wants to drink in a Karmelis? So the Gemara reports a machlokas here between Rava and Abaye. Omar Abaye, the same Isur applies. So it matters not whether he's about to go out into Rishus HaRabim or he's going to go out into a Karmelis. The Rabbanan asks the Karmelis, and the Mela, once the Isur Karmelis applies, then it applies even to this Rabbanan of Al Yetze Ish B'machto Somach L'Chashecha. Rava Amar, he gufa gzera v'ana nekum v'nigzar gzera l'gzera. And this is the source for the limitation, the restriction of this Isur on Erev Shabbos of Lo Yetze Hachayek B'machto. It's got to be biyado. Because if it's not biyado, then what are you afraid that it'll go out after Shabbos? Even if he does so, it's true v'bigdo, it's not a violation of a Malacha D'oraisa. So you talk about Gzera L'Gzera, and that's what it says over here in Rava. And of course, in the Machlokes Shin Abaye v'Rava, we paskin like Rava. However, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is not happy. He thinks, and I have here a copy of the Tshuva Simon Chof Ches, this is Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Shut Rabbi Akiva Eiger Madura Kama, and he raises the question which is raised by many, many achronim in a general context, and then we'll see how it hones in here on this sugyan specifically. What is a gzera l'gzera? For example, we have a principle that seems to undermine the halach of ein gozrin gzera l'gzera, this principle, because we have a principle of shvus to shvus. Shvus to shvus is only mutter b'makom mitzvah, or b'makom choli. But barring those two exceptions, shvus to shvus is also. Why not assume that that's a gzera l'gzera? The kitzer, what's the difference between gzera l'gzera and shvus to shvus? So the achronim say the following, and you'll find this, you know, summarized in the Encyclopedia Talmudit. If you're ever interested in seeing, they have a whole erech called gzera l'gzera. And basically, the mahalach is as follows. For the Rabbanan to make a gzera, they need a matir. There's got to be a tzorech. What is that tzorech? That tzorech is to prevent a violation of an isur d'oraisa. But to institute a gzera for the sake of preventing you from violating an isur d'rabbanan, that's not considered a tzorech. That's a gzera l'gzera. What's a shvus to shvus? That's where you have two independent gzeros. Each one stands on its own 2 feet, but they happen to overlap. We'll call it the ofen mikri. You know, we have chafifa mikrit, we'll call it. But it's not that the gzera was instituted atu a drabana. That would be a gzera l'gzera. But if the gzera was atu a doraisa, and there's another gzera atu doraisa, even if both overlap, which is called the shvus, it's still us. We're going to be mekil because it's a double shvus, b'makom mitzvah, b'makom choli. But otherwise, it's us.
Frank Reb Kiveger, if that be the case, I don't understand what Rav is talking about. This is not a case of gzera l'gzera. This is a case of shvus to shvus. This is an overlap of two different gzeros. There's one gzera that if he goes out, b'machat, b'yodo, somach l'chashecha, then he might go out even after chashecha, meaning he'll make the yitziyah after chashecha, and he'll violate the meleches hotzah. There's another gzera that if, the Rabbanan said that if you'll go out t'chuvalo b'bigdo, then even though midoraisa, that's not a meleches hotzah, it's not derech hotzah, but nevertheless, he might come to violate hotzah k'derech hotzah. And he'll pull the machat out of his jacket, and he'll carry it into Rishus HaRavim. So Rabbi Kivega asks, why is this called gzera l'gzera? And the Lashon HaShasi says, is lav dafki. You cannot understand this Gemara as gzera l'gzera. So what is Rabbi saying? Now the context in which Rabbi Kivega writes this tshuva is very interesting. I'm sure most of the people in this room would have the possibility of raising the following question, although nobody would raise it because everybody would say it's awesome, right? But theoretically it should be mutter. You have a baby in a baby carriage. Okay? Now, there's a principle in halacha in Hilchos Hotzah called Achai Nosi Esatzma. So if you're pushing the baby carriage, or for that matter, even if you're carrying the baby, you, in the worst case scenario, you're violating an Isur Hotzah Derabbanan. There's no violation of Doraisa in case of Achai Nosi Esatzma. Okay, it depends on the age and so forth and so on. We're not going into all the details. But Rav Kivega wants to know, what about Hachai Nosi Esatzma in a Karmelis? Because since a Karmelis is only a Gzera Derabbanan, and since Masa of a Katan in this case is only Derabbanan, because there's no Hotzah, because Hachai Nosi Esatzma, so we should allow, in this case, under the principle of Rava, it's a gzera l'gzera. I mean, again, you'll argue, but each gzera stands independent on its own 2 feet, because you have one gzera of a Karmelis from a Karmelis to Rishus HaRavim. You have another gzera that from Achai Nosi Esatzmo, you'll have a Hotzah Mamish. But nevertheless, Rava says in the case of Lo Yetzei Achayet B'machto, and he applies that even, right? And he says that if you want to add to that a case of Tchuvalo, that's already Gzera and Gzera, so that's for sure Mutter and a Karmelis. So if that's Mutter and a, in other words, basically Rabbi Kivega's question as follows. Why is it that Rava allows the Chaya to go out B'machto into a Karmelis, because going out with a Machto on Somach L'Chashecha is only Gzera to Chashecha, and on top of that, Karmelis is another gzera, so Ein goes with gzera l'gzera. Maybe we should apply the same logic to the case of Achai Nosi Esatzma, and we should allow it based on the fact that it's a Karmelis. And then Rabbi Kivega adds that according to most poskim, all we have today is a Karmelis. We don't have Rishus HaRav today. So Rabbi Kivega says the following. I'll read to his language. He says, Dafka Hecha Di Asura Banamishum Gzera. When does Rava allow a gzera l'gzera in that b'merchot kfulot? When is it called a gzera l'gzera in his matirit? That's kagon ahudu lo yamad adam rishus haram v'yishter rishus hayochid. The gazru shema yimshach elav. That maybe he'll pull it into that rishus. Oh, b'karmelis. That's also another gzera. So that makes it into a double gzera. Then rav is matir. He says, Avobot Sos Hachai, Ein Tam Chazal Mitam Gzera, El Da Osru Bishum Dahavi Mixas Masa. That's the language of Rabbi Kivega. It's called a Mixas Masa. Ubazer Osru Afilu Bekamelis. So let's just summarize. Rabbi Kivega sets up the following rules here, because when we're dealing with the Rabbanans, you know, the rules are very complicated. Says Rabbi Kivega, the rules as follows. If you're talking about two independent gzeros, it's one gzera and another gzera, Rava says, despite the fact that it's not technically a gzera l'gzera, according to the definition of Ein Gozer from gzera l'gzera, but nevertheless, Rava says it's mutter. However, if you have a miktsas masa, we'll call it a miktsas hotzah, Because again, even though technically there's a tnai that Achai Nosius Atzmo, but basically doing a hotzah, in that case, even Rava would agree that we can pile on two derabbanos. So you can't pile on piggyback two gzeros, but what you could do is you could piggyback a gzera on top of something that is mitzas molacha. When the rabbanon acid it in the case of a chai nosius atzmo, it's called a mitzas molacha. Rafal, you look like you're...
I'm just trying to get the chiluk between the...
Okay, so I'm just telling you what Vash State Rebbe Kivega right now. We're going to try to see if we can add a little bit of teeth to it. But that's what it says in Rebbe Kivega, and you're certainly invited to look this over if you want. Okay. So now we have a difference between Xerol and Xero. We have as opposed to Shvus to Shvus. And in the case of Gzera L'Gzera, classically, we had one Gzera Otu, another Gzera, to prevent you from a Drabbanon. Like, for example, Gemara is going to ask in Masechta Tekulin, if Halal HaShulchan is only Oster, because you might come to eat one from the other, but in any event, it's not Roseach, there's no Bishul here, so it should be Gzera L'Gzera. So the whole Gzera of Halal, that two people can't eat, Zeh Cholav and Zeh Basar and Shulchan Echad, is very problematic. Because what are you afraid of? You're trying to make a siag that they shouldn't, eat from each other's plate. Even if they eat from each other's plate, that's not a violation of Basar B'Cholav. So you're making a gzera otu v'derabbanan of Basar B'Cholav.
So when the Gemara says kula chavi gzera, he looks like the
good. So that I don't know. Yeah. That has to be ironed out. What are the exceptions to the rule, and when is it kula chavi gzera? Like, for example, in the case of Allah, or for example, Basar of B'Cholav. If it's only derabbanan, we pass against derabbanan. So then all our chakos. Derabbanan in Basar B'Cholav, which makes up most of Hilchos Basar B'Cholav, they shouldn't apply to Basar Of, because it's only Derabbanan. Okay. But on the other hand, if you have an overlap, B'derech Mikrev, two Gzeros, that's not technically a Gzera L'Gzera. We wouldn't apply the principle of aim goes from Gzera L'Gzera, but each Gzera operates on its own. So in other words, aim goes from Gzera L'Gzera means that this Gzera is possible. This doesn't have the matir of Litzorech. But once you have the Gzera, and now you have another Gzera, each Gzera is enacted in a valid way, it has its matir, it has its tzorech, and now you should be stuck with a situation of two Gzeras. So that's called the Shvus to Shvus. That's not called the Gzera L'Gzera of Ein Gozer and Gzera L'Gzera. Comes along Rava, and he says that, you know what? If there are two gzeros that overlap in the same situation, for example, Yetzeh Machet Somuk L'Chashecha, together with a Carmelis, then it's mutter. So therefore, you're allowed to go out with your Machat, even Biyado, into a Carmelis Somuk L'Chashecha. Says Rabbi Kivega, but there's a limit. Ravo doesn't go all the way. It's not always true that the overlap there is mutter. If you have a case where there's some sort of a mitzas molacha, whatever that means, then even Rav agrees that this principle of gzera l'gzera l'heter doesn't apply. So if you look in the Mishnah Bura, he comes up with the following. This is in... Let me see if I can find it.
In the name?
Yeah, it should be at the end of this chelik. Let me just see. I didn't know of it. No. I'm sorry. Where is it on the Maram Komis list? Just give me a second here. Okay. Let's see. Shin Nun. Sifkot and Zion, maybe that's the one I'm looking for. Just one second. Here it is. Shin Mem Beis. Okay, what's going on here in Shin Mem Beis? And then we'll get back to Tiltul the Cameras. Now, to appreciate Shin Mem Beis, we have to look at a sugya in Erevin on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara there establishes that, according to Rebbe, kol davar shehu mishum shvus lo gazru olav b'bein hashmashos. So therefore, Rebbe is going to be matir, making an eruv during b'bein hashmashos, if he does it in a way that he only violates a shvus. We'll soon see the Gemara's case. So this is codified by the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Mem Beis. It says the following: the Mechaber says, "Kol hadvarim she masurim mi divrei sofrim lo gazru aleihem bein hashmashos." And the Mechaber goes on to qualify this because Rebbe's head was only for the sake of an Erev. So he says, "Vehu sheyei sham dvar mitzvah odocha." So he gives an example. Ketzad says the Mechaber, Mutalo b'bein hashmashos lalos b'ilan o lashut al pnei amayim lahavi lulav o shofar. The one question that occurs to my mind: would you be allowed to carry a lulav? Okay, if it's let's say before the gzeirah derabbanan, it's yontif and Shabbos. Would you be allowed to carry a lulav through a karmel? So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, at the very beginning of Shin Mem Beis, says the following: Kol Advarim, Lishna Dekol Lav Dafka. Right, this reminds me a little bit of Rabbi Kivayeg's tshuva with regard to Rabbah, that Rabbah says there's no double gzera on Shabbos, and now we have Rebbe who's saying that Bein Hashmashos, which is already a suffix, so we're not going to prohibit a Durabbanan. We'll be matir a Durabbanan Bein Hashmashos for the sake of a mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah, lav dafka kol hadvarim. So we're already entering into some sort of a classification, if you will, of Durabbanans. That we saw in Rabbi Kivayeg, that he says that carrying a chai nosius atzmo is ready miktsas malacha, he says. So what's his example? What are the exceptions to the rule? Where would Rebbe say that even if it's bein hashmashos, and even if it's midivrei sofrim, it's us? So he has a number of examples. I'm going to focus on the first one. He says, malacha sheinetzricha legufa. Interesting. Chamur mishar isurei derabon. The osu b'chal gavni v'bein hashmoshos. Afal gavni etzem isurei v'drabonon, because we paskin like Reb Shimon, and loch shen tzuch lugum is pot aval osu. And then he goes on to say then how much more so according to the Rambam, who paskin like Reb Yehud. So let's think about malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. The Mishnah in Shabbos Adav Chav Tes Amid Beis says the following: Osur lechabos es haner afil litzor chole. Machabos haner litzor chole is pot. Pot means pot of avolos. So a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, because he doesn't need the kibui for the sake of a pechav, is asur mirabban. We pass it like Rav Shimon, it's asur mirabban. So let's ask the following question. Okay, it's asur mirabban. So what? We're talking about the makom choli. How could the Mishnah say on Daf Chav Tes that B'makom Choli there's an Issur Rabbanon of Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? B'makom Choli lo gozer Rabbanon. We don't have a Gzeirah Rabbanon B'makom Choli. Let me mention a few examples. On Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Tesam and Aleph, B'makom Choli Amir Li Akum is Mutar. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simon Shin Chav Ches Sif Lap Zayin, that refuah itself, which is an Issur D'Rabbanon, Gzeirah Mishum Shchicha Samon, is Mutal Litzarech Chol. Again, obviously, we talk about a Chol Shein Bo Sakon, otherwise, everything's Mutal. Magen Avram in the same Simon writes that there's a Heter Tiltal Mukza Litzarech Chol. So we have three examples so far. We have Amir Al Yaakov is Mutal B'Makom Chole. We have refuah that's mutar b'makom chole, and we have muktzah that's mutar b'makom chole. I'll give you one more example of gzeirah d'rabbanan that's mutar b'makom chole, and that's a sugi in Erev and Adaf Kuf Dalid. You're allowed to make music b'makom chole. What good is music? So the Gemara says it calms down the chole, so he's able to sleep. And that gives him a stronger immune system. And that's mutar b'makom chole. I'm wondering that tiltul the camel is b'makom chole. Let me get back to that in just a minute. Istach Rabosai, what's going on over here? We have so many halachas that are built on this principle that b'makom chole yegzeir d'rabban is mutar, and yet, malacha shein etzricha legufa, the Gemara says, kibri anel, it's our chole, is awesome. Potter Amalasa. More than that. The Gemara establishes in Shabbos Kuf Zayin that Mafis Mursa Lahotzi Menalecha, he's not interested in making a pair, is a Malacha Shein and Tzricha Legufa Ubevakam Tzar Lo Gozru Beirabon. So Afasas Mursa's Mutter on Shabbos because of Makam Tzar, even though it's a Malacha Shein and Tzricha Legufa. So why is it that Kimei Aner L'Tzarech Chole is us? So the truth of the matter is that Reb Chaim in Sefer, I mentioned it last week, I think, or maybe 2 weeks ago, I don't remember, says that Mafis Mursa is a Dover Shein of Iskame, and it's a Psegresh Lo Michale, and that's the Shita Saram. So maybe that's not a cash from Mafis Mursa. But still, we have many proofs that there's no Gzeirah D'Rabbanan B'Makom Choli, so why is Kibi Aner us?
All the Gzeirahs that Rav said were Gzeirahs on the Rabbanan, I mean, there was no Doraisa involved at all. Muktzeh is not coming to be attacking any Doraisa.
Okay.
Gzeirahs on the Rabbanan is not really attacking any, there's no Issu Doraisa involved, no?
Well, there's no Issu Doraisa in Kibi Aner, believe it or not, because we pass it like Rav Shimon. That unless he needs the
Maisa could be.
No, he needs darkness. He has no need for the Pecha.
Yeah, but the Maisa is my.
Oh. So can you say it a little better? The truth is that I'm trying to squeeze out a certain formulation from you. You know, it's just that I never went to dental school, so I'm not good at pulling teeth. We need a dentist. Can you say it a little better? What we're doing, Rabosai, here in the Shia today is we're trying to break down the Rabbanans into two categories. And we're saying that where Rava on Daf Yud Aleph of Bey says that in the overlap of two Gzeres to Rabbanan, we're not going to Aser it. Like Yotze Achayat B'Karmelis. Yotze Achayat, right? And yet... What we're saying is, according to Rabbi Kveger, that Rava would agree that in the case of a Chai Nosi Asatz, it's Asur even in a Karmelis. Why? Because it's the beginning of Hotzah, so to speak. I mean, it is a technical tour in Hotzah. Yeah. Now we're saying that Rebbe is Matir a gzera derabanan on bein hashmoshes, comes along the Mishnah Berurah and he says name, not kol divrei sofrim. The exception, and again we'll see some other exceptions, is melacha shein etzricha legufa. And it's fascinating because I find another case in halacha where melacha shein etzricha legufa is the exception to the rule. And that rule is that b'makom choli all isurim derabanan on mutter, and yet the Mishnah says explicitly that it's also to put out the nair for the sake of the chola. So you can allow the chola to take refuah. You can allow the chola to listen, you know, to play all the music and calm him down. You can allow the chola to move books if need be. You're allowed to tell the nachri to do malacha d'oraisa for the sake of a chola, but you're not going to allow kibui nair, even though we're going like Reb Shimon, and it's a malacha shein etzricha legufa.
But how do you explain mafis mursa? That's the problem.
Good, so let's leave mafis mursa. Maybe I shouldn't have complicated the, you know, we have enough sugyas to juggle here without mafis mursa. Again, let's learn like Reb Chaim that it's the shitas ha'aruch, and it's the great shalomichle. I don't want to get into mafis mursa. We're going to have to work out mafis mursa. I'll come back to mafis mursa if I have time.
Sounds a lot like the kibbega.
Correct, so, but what is the gather here?
The tzura is the tzura of a malacha.
The tzura is the tzura of a malacha?
Even there's a heter because of your kavana.
What would you say, Benny? Can you polish it up a little bit more? I'm actually looking for a very simple, you know, after you'll hear it, you'll tell me, oh, that's too simple. You couldn't have meant that, Rabbi.
I mean, here I have a malacha. It's direct night.
A malacha what? You have to add one more word.
Shabbos.
Okay, well, but one more word. It's not a malacha Shabbos. It's a malacha shein etzricha legufa.
A malacha.
Malacha
Midarabon.
Excellent. That's what I'm looking for. There are two ways of breaking down the Rabbanans on Shabbos. And Rabbi said, you'll never hear anything from me that's more important than what I'm about to say now. All the Rabbanans on Shabbos can be broken down into two different categories. One category is called a Gzera Derabbanan, and the other category is called a Malacha Derabbanan. And I'm going to prove it to you. I have a beautiful Tosfos at the beginning of the Sugya of Malacha Shabbos that's Ayin Gimel on the days to prove to you that the Rabbanans have to be broken down into two categories. Okay. Rashi in the Sugya of Cholev, the Gemara Daf Ayin says Cholev Chayv Mishum Mefarek. Rashi says, Umefarek told the Dadash. Tosis goes berserk over this. You know, he goes ballistic. Can't be. How could Rashi say such a thing? And this is the Tosis Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis Din Ramasim Mefarek. We've mentioned it in the past. Tosis frek the following kasha. We have a principle in Dash. Ein disha el bigdulei karka. True, I'll grant you that that's machlok shin Rav Yudin Chachamim. In a sugya of potzei adam chilazon, but let's assume we pass in like the chacham. And how could Rashi say that cholev is a tolda of mefarek, and mefarek is chayv mishum dash? A behem is not kedui karka. So Tosis wants to prove from this Rashi that Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda against the chachamim in the sugya potzei adam chilazon, which means that yesh disha afilu shalom bigdui karka. And then Tosis says, "V'im Tomar, maybe you'll say the following: that Enochinami Rashi Pastas like the Chachomim, Behema is not Gidui Karka, but the Rabbanon agree that Mid Rabbanon it's awesome. In other words, that Chaliva is a Gzera de Rabbanon Atu Mefarek." Atu dash, right? So this means that Chaliva, according to Rashi, is Durabbanan dash. Fractosis, you can't say such a thing. Why not? Because the Sugya Mesechta Ksubis. The Sugya Mesechta Ksubis establishes that Gonech Yonek Mea Behema. What does it mean? That if somebody needs milk desperately, yesterday, for some reason, he drinks goat milk. I don't know anybody who drinks goat milk.
I thought that was the refuah. I thought you had to drink it straight from the goat because that's the refuah.
Das Eisuch nicht. I don't know if the refuah is in the Chalavi Zim or the refuah is in the Tzuras, so that he drinks it straight from the udder. So the Gemara says that B'makom Tzar lo gozru bei Rabban. That since he's a gonech, he's the tsar, therefore he's allowed to do this yinika. So the Gemara says, what about chaliva? Chaliva we can't allow. Only this kind of yinika from the animal. Why? Because that's kilachariyat. That's already shalom kedark. Says Tosus, I don't get it. What does the Gemara need in order to be matir? This yinika, the Gemara needs to say that what? That it's shalom kedarko, it's kilachariyat. Forget about kilachariyat. It's only an Issur d'Rabbanan if you assume that Rashi passes like the Chachamim, which means it ain't Disha el b'gdule karka, and an Issur d'Rabbanan is mutar b'makom choli. Tosfos says, from the fact that the Gemara needs to add the other variable, namely Shalom Kedarka, it's not just enough to say that Chaliv is d'Rabbanan. The answer is that Chaliv is d'Oraisa, and that's because Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim. Do you hear this? It's mamisha, a pilpul atzum of Tosfos. They're like five different premises that you have to put together in a string here, like dominoes. So basically, Tosfos is saying that if you're going to tell me that Rashi holds that Chaliva is only the Rabbanan, because he passes like the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda, which means that behemoth is not to do with karka, then if it's the Rabbanan, why did the Gemara need b'makom tsar to add the variable of shalom kedarka? The Gemara should have said it's a gzera and b'makom choli. Lo gazer b'bei Rabbanan. Rabbo, say again. What I'm trying to push you and push myself is into I'm boxing myself into the following corner. That even though we have a principle that b'makom choli the Rabbanan's a mutter, and we saw that by Avir Liakum, and we saw it by Hashmas Kol, and we saw it by Muksa according to the Magen Avraham, and all these cases where they were matir for chola, all these the Rabbanans, yet it's quite possible that the exception to the rule of chola is going to be A, a malacha shein etzricha legufa, and B, chaliva, if you hold like the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda, that since chaliva is not b'gdula karka, it's only the Rabbanan. But chaliva as an iser the Rabbanan is on a different level than all the other gzeros which chachamim were matir b'makom choli, and therefore we have to introduce kilachariyat. How so? Why is chaliva different than all the other gzeros that we mentioned? I'll go over the list again. Of refuah b'shabbos, of muksa b'shabbos, of amilu yakum b'shabbos, of klei zemrash mas kol b'shabbos. Why is chaliva different? And the answer is what? It's a malach d'rabban. I'll tell you why it's a malach d'rabban. It's very gishmak. Because what difference does it make? Rashi goes out of his way to say that chaliva is mefarik. Norvus, you have a technicality that the behemoth is not kiduli karka. So Rashi says what the Rabbanan did was they dropped the tnai, what we call in Yiddish the zaitig tnai, right? As the Gemara says in Ksuvas, tnai milsach ritahi, right? They dropped the tnai and they said that we define this as a malacha the Rabbanan, or if I'll to use your term, it's got a tzuras a malacha. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger means in the tshuva. That when does Rava hold that if you piggyback two gzeres on Shabbos, it's mutter? That's because both are gzeres. You know, maybe he'll walk out after Chashecha, and maybe if he does it in a Karmelist, tomorrow he's going to do it in Rosh Hashanah. Those are all gzeres. One gzer on top of the other is mutter. But you ask me about a Chai Nosei Es Atzmo, that's not a gzera. That is a Meleches Hotzov and Rabbanah. The Torah says there's a Tanakh. Well, the tnai is that he has to, you know, he has to be able to carry himself, and here he can't carry himself. No, the Rabbanan did away with that tnai, and they established a malach the Rabbanan. If that be the case, Rabosai, I begin to understand the Mishnah Brura, that the Mishnah Brura says in Shemem Beis, that although Rebbe says they call Milsa the Gozer Bein Rabbanan lo Gozer Bein Hashmashos, lav dafka kol. And the exception is going to be a malacha shein etzricha legufa. Even Rebbe will agree that ben hashmashos a malacha shein etzricha legufa is asur. And why is that? Because a malacha shein etzricha legufa is not like all the gzeros. And therefore, if it's a malacha d'rabbanan, there's no heter. So we come out with the following principles. Number one, b'makom choli, there's no heter for a malacha d'rabbanan. The ben hashmashos, there's no heter from Malacha D'Rabbanan. Oh. So if this be the case, then we now have to, you know, anachnu nigashim la sheila, you know, in each case of the Rabbanan, are we dealing with Gzeirah Rabbanan or a Malach Rabbanan? Correct? So let me ask you the following question. Tiltul Mekarmelus, how would you classify it? Is it a Malach Rabbanan or a Gzeirah Rabbanan? It's a Gzeirah Rabbanan. How do I know this? Because Rava says on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that if you couple the Isur of Sobach L'Sheikh B'chayit B'machat together with Karmelus, it's Mutter. So, Quentin Mikivega, why is it Mutter? Because Karmelus itself is only a Gzeirah. Had Karmelus been a Malach Rabbanan, then Rava would have said, like Abai and Faket, if you ask me, that's exactly why Abai couldn't tolerate Rava. He goofa, says Abai. You're talking about a Malach Rabbanan. The Rabbanan considered a Karmelus like a Rishus HaRavim. In the mail, you have a Malach HaSotso. But Rava never accepted that. Rava thought it was just a Gzeirah, and he believes that. So, therefore, let me ask you the following question. What would Rava say about Tiltul Mekarmelus Ayidei Amir L'Nachri? So ask me the following question. Is Amir L'Nachri a Gzeirah or a Malach? And what's the answer?
It's a
Gzeirah. How do you know it's a Gzeirah?
All those things that are Mutl.
Because it's Mutl Tzorach Holi. If Amir Yaakov is Mutl Tzorach Holi, like Muktzah and like Klishir, then it must be that Amir Yaakov is only a Gzeirah Rabbanan. And it's Mistaber that it's only Gzeirah Rabbanan, because what did I do over here? Did I do any Malacha? You know, you talk about a Malacha Shen Tzich L'Gufa, two Jews put out a Nair. Reuven put out his Nair, Shimon his. Reuven was interested in the Pechah and Shimon wasn't. They both did the same Malacha. Then you could talk about a Malacha to Rabbanan. But Amir L'Nachri, the guy does the Malacha. Is that my Malacha? The answer is Gzeirah. If you start telling the guy to do it, who knows what it's going to lead to? Is Mamela, if you have Amir L'Nachri B'Makom Choli, or Amir L'Nachri B'Dein HaShmash, just according to Rebbe, again, you have to add that it's Letzorach Mitzvah, because that was the case of Eruv, then it would be Mutter. What about Tiltul Mekarmelus B'Dein HaShmash? Tiltul Mekarmelus B'Dein HaShmash, according to Rebbe, would be Mutter, Letzorach Mitzvah. So I ask you the following question. It's Shabbos and it's the first day of Sukkot. And it's before the Gzeirah of Rav. I need a lulav desperately. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to carry it through a karmelus. And this is my bug, because if you assume, like Rav Poskim, that every Rishus HaRav today is only a karmelus, then with Tzorach Mitzvah and Bein HaShmoshos on Shabbos, it's after Shkia, my friends. And I'm going to tell you that if the only way I can get that lulav is by carrying it through what you and I would call a Rishus HaRav, and I'll be din as a karmelus, it's mutter, because it's Bein HaShmoshos. And if it's Bein HaShmoshos, Rebbe says that all the Gzeirah is a mutter, it's Tzorach Mitzvah. And here's a Gzeirah of Tiltul the karmelus, it should be mutter, it's Tzorach Mitzvah. But now I come to an absurd conclusion. And this kash I don't have an answer to. And that is, I should allow Tiltul Mekarmelus through Amir L'Nachri. That would be pretty wild. Forget about Makom Mitzvah. I don't need Makom Mitzvah. Because according to Rav, if I have the overlap of two Gzeiros, it's Mutter. So I now have Tiltul Mekarmelus the Gzeirah. Number two, I have Amir L'Nachri as a Gzeirah. They both would be Mutter for Makom Choli. And now, I should be able to be Matir, even Shalom Makom Choli, right? Why? Because according to Rava, it's Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. I have two Gzeirahs. I have the Gzeirah of Tiltul B'Karmelus and the Gzeirah of Amir L'Nachri. But that's impossible. Lo lo shamanu. I don't know. Take a look at the Sfarim. I don't think you'll see anywhere in any posting that he says that Amir L'Nachri is Mutter B'Karmelus. So again, I'm not sure exactly how that works.
I'm not sure. I lost some of the cheshbon. Are we keeping the fact that aside from the fact that we have a chilek between Melachos Derabana and Gzeirah, but when you said at the beginning that Gzeirah, we don't do a Gzeirah to protect against an...
Right, that's a different principle. That's called Ein Gozrin Gzeirah L'Gzeirah.
Right.
Right, that has nothing really to do with that discussion. I was just trying to clarify that Rebbe Kivega points out that when you read Rava on Daf Yud Aleph Beis, you can't take them literally. Rava didn't mean Ein Gozrin Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. Ain goes with the Gzeirah Gzeirah means the Gzeirah doesn't get off the ground. The Rabbanan are restricted and they can't even establish and enact such a Gzeirah. Here we have two Gzeirahs, each one, Baruch Hashem, has its own lifeline and stands on its own two feet. But Rav is Mechadish that to put to create an Issa when it's going to be, in the worst case scenario, another Derabbanan, that we don't say. Not that the Gzera doesn't get off the ground. Each Gzera is absolutely valid. But when there's an overlap of two Gzeras, Rabbi says that's Mutter. And his example is Tilt of a Caramelist together with Yotzei Chayet Mimkomo. Now, Yotzei Chayet Mimkomo is a classical Gzera Derabbanan, because we're afraid that he might lead to Tahotzah, correct? So that's Gzera Derabbanan. But the Chiddush is that Tilt of a Caramelist is Gzera Derabbanan. That's where I thought maybe Abaye is not happy with Rava. But given the fact that Rava Kaimolan Kirava Kineged Abaye, it comes out that the Tilt of a Caramel is a Gzera Derabbanan, and therefore Tilt of a Caramel would be Mutin Bein Hashvashos according to Rabbi if it's Litzorach Mitzvah. And that's why I gave you the example of, you know, he needs the lulav desperately. So the Shulchan Aruch gives the example of Shemi Yala Be'ilon. So that's a classical Gzera Derabbanan, that you're allowed to do according to Rabbi Litzorach Mitzvah to get the lulav down from the top of the tree. Now we're saying that the Shulchan Aruch could have given another example of Tiltil the Caramelis, which if Arishus Rabin is only a Caramelis, you're allowed to do Litzorach Mitzvah Bein HaShmashas. You know, Bein HaShmashas we take pretty seriously, but Rebbe says Litzorach Mitzvah we're allowed to do a Derabbanan Bein HaShmashas, but only a Gzera Derabbanan. Comes on the Mishnah Berurah and he says, but Malach Shein Tzuka L'Gufa, even Rebbe would agree it's awesome Bein HaShmashas, even Litzorach Mitzvah. And we're adding to the list of a Malach HaDerabbanan, in addition to Malach Shein Tzuka L'Gufa, we're adding Cholev Mishum Mefarek according to Rashi. It's Shalom Bigduli Karka, but nevertheless, it's a Malachas Mefarek Mirabban. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says something else. In addition to Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa, which is also B'Bein HaShmashas, he says, V'Gazru B'Bein HaShmashas Afil Litzorach Mitzvah B'Simon Tuf Es Sif Yim. Okay. So what happens in Simon Tuf Tes Sif Gimel? We're talking about making an Eruv B'Bein HaShmashas. Now, where did I put it? Oh, I think it's here. Here. Now, in order to make an Eruv, he needs Hanochas HaEruv to be Koneh Shvisa. And the Mechaber is saying that B'Bein HaShmashas, you're allowed to have the Eruv in a Karmelis. Why? Because we just finished saying that we passing like Rebbe, that Bein HaShmashos, the Tzorach Mitzvah, you're allowed a Derabbanan, and Karmelis is a Derabbanan. But then he says, if he places the Eruv Barosh HaKoneh on the top of some reed, Okundas Hatsomchim Min Ha'aretz. Okay, we're not talking about a reed that he set up just for the purpose of the air, but it's growing from the ground. Is then it's Asur B'Bein HaShmashas. Why? So the Mechaber says, the Mechaber himself feels compelled to give some sort of a masla, some sort of a tam l'davar, because we just finished saying that the air of B'Bein HaShmashas and the Kabbalist is mutter. So he says, the Mechaber says, "Mipnei shemeachar sheim rakim, these kanim are very soft, right? He has to grab the eruv or put down the eruv. Is noach liktom? He might do ktima, which is a told of ktsira of kotzer. V'yischayev chatos." Is therefore, says the Mechaber, Gozru Behen Afilu B'Bein HaShmashas Afilu B'Makom Mitzvah. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Karov Sheyavol Lidei Ktima Umaleches Kotzer V'Gozru Af B'Bein HaShmashas. So Rabbosai, it seems
that the Mechaber is now taking Xeros to Rabbanon, and he's breaking them down to two categories. He's no longer doing what we wanted to do. There are Xeros Rabbanon, there are Malachas Rabbanon. He's telling you that even Xeros Rabbanon have to be subdivided into two categories. There's a Xero that's called Karov Lovel Idechi Chatas, and that's a Xero Chamura, and the Nafkamida is that such a Xero is also even according to Rebbe Beben Hashmashas Litzarach Mitzvah. So let's go back again to the Mishnah Berurah Shimon Beis, and he says, Hatam, why is it that this Gzeret Rabbanon of, you know, Shemi Yiktom, when he leaves it on top of the Kona, is Asur even Ben Eshmash Tzof Mitzvah? He says, Mishum Dei Krovim Lava Lidei Malacha Gemurah Doraisa V'Gazur Beit Feh. Interesting. Gazur Beit Feh. You see, Rabbi Osai, here's where I get lost. If you ask me to find the criterion, when is it a Gzeret Rabbanon, when is it a Malacha Rabbanon, I think I can do that. But if you're telling me that there are two types of Xeris, there's Xeris Shagazu Beit Fei, and there's Xeris Shalogazu Beit Fei, currently, lovely day Chivchatos, then, you know, it becomes a little bit ambiguous. So I'm thinking out loud. I asked you the following question. If Tiltil the Carmelis is only Xeris Rabbanon, and it would be Mutu B'Makom Choli, can I tell a guy for me, which is also Xeret Rabbanon, according to Rava's principle in Yud Aleph, to carry something on my behalf through a Carmelis? So you'll tell me Amil and Nachri is also in Rabbanon. You'll tell me that Tilt of a Carmelis is also in Rabbanon. But when we piggyback to the Rabbanons, it's Mut. Elo Shamanu Valori. So I'm thinking to myself, if the Mechaber and then the Mishnah Berurah are willing to break up Gzeres Rabbanon into two categories, then maybe we can take a Gzeres Rabbanon and subsume it under both categories. Meaning, you can take a Gzeres Rabbanon, let's take the example of Amiral and Nachri, so I'm not just saying something in Luftarayim, and I can tell you that Amir Lenachri sometimes has the getter of we'll call it Gzera Chamura, of Gazrin and Tfei, and other times it's not Gazrin and Tfei. What do I mean? Let's say you have a Chol. So now, in order to restore his health, I need to tell a guy to do a Malach. What am I going to say in this case? Is Amir Lenachri Gazrin and Tfei? Is it a Gzera Chamura or is it a Gzera Kala? It's a Gzera Kala. With a Kuf Kala, right? And why am I going to say that? The reason is because it's B'Mokum Chol. B'Mokum Choli is a Shasat Chak, and we're going to allow classifying Amir Lenachri as a Gzera Drabbanon, like Mukta and like Klishir and all the other Gzeras Drabbanon.
I'd say, to get to Nechiyuv Chatos, Shazot Chak is a much higher chance that I just do it myself than when I'm just
standing. Like other Bol Amamoto, like yeah. Kibui and all that kind of stuff. Okay, let me come back to what you're saying in just a minute. I want to just finish what I have to say. My Chiddush is that if it's Shalom B'Makom Choli, then we're going to classify Amir L'Nachri as a Gzera Chamura. Now you'll ask me the question, why is Amir L'Nachri a Gzera Chamura? Because logically, a Gzera Chamura is Karov Lovoli Dechiv Chatos. Where's the Karov Lovoli Dechiv Chatos in the case of Amir L'Nachri? That's Rachok Ma'ot. So for this Rabosai, I have a sugya you won't believe where. In Bav Mitzvah. The sugya is on Daf Ayin Zayin, the sugya of Shlichus L'Nachri. And the Gemara establishes that Yesh Shlichus L'Nachri L'Chumra. That we're going to be Machmir and consider the guy as a Shliach.
even though it says atim gam atim, you know, rabbi shulchachim atim b'nei bris ha shulchachim b'nei bris, but l'chumra, you'll take a look at the sugi b'mitzia, we're going to consider shlichus liyakum. Is b'meila rabosai, let's talk about amir liyakum on Shabbos. How do I classify it? Is it karav l'malacha, or is it a classical gzera? And the answer is that it depends whether you're willing to activate the principle of yesh shlichus liyakum l'chum. If you are, then it becomes like a malacha derabbanan. It's karav l'chiv chakas, because he's your shliach. And I would say the following: in order to be matir amir l'nachri, you need to classify it as ein shlichus liyakum, as a gzera kala. What allows you to do that? B'makom chol, possibly b'makom mitzvah. So, for example, if I need a guy to bring me a lulav, for yontif, maybe you could talk about amir l'nachri b'makom mitzvah. This is the Magen Avraham, and he stirred up a tremendous amount of controversy. But at least you'll grant me that this a shasad chak. I don't mean shasad chak the way Benny said shasad chak, that he's bohol al mamono. That's not what I meant. What I meant by shasad chak is that there's a tzorek gadol. If there's a tzorek gadol to rely on amir l'nachri, for example, as a chole, then we're going to consider amir l'nachri as a classical gzera. We're going to allow it for makom chole like all the other gzeras to rabban.
Amir l'nachri, I'm not making him shliach. I'm just telling him to do it. That's called making a
shliach. Sure, that's shlichus. That's the gemara about mitzia. The gemara is not talking about where they made a kabbalas kinyan with a kinyan sudar, you know, and this. It means I tell you to go ahead and do malach on my behalf. You become my shliach. That's called shlichus liakim lechumra. But when am I going to apply the shlichus liakim lechumra when there's no pressing need to say otherwise? So a guy wants to tell me that he's going to ask a guy, according to Rava, to carry for him in a carmelis. Mechatesi. You know, I'll grant you that carmelis is a gzerakala, but amir l'nachri is not a gzerakala. If there's a shasad chak, that's one thing. In choli, fine. You have a tzorch mitzvah, maybe if you need to make an erev, you need a guy to bring you something on Ben HaShemashas, so I would call it a gzeirah kala. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds another case called zeh oker v'zeh meniach, and he wants to say that Ben HaShemashas, even a tzorch mitzvah, Rebbe would agree that there's a gzeirah of zeh oker v'zeh meniach. Why? Because karav lo l'idechim chatas. Then he gives a third example. He's mavir pochos midal and amis bishus arabim, 72 amis, he takes anocha. That's also karav lovely bechi of chatas. And again, in each one of these cases, there's a certain shmech of a malach over here. And we're not going to allow it in Bein HaShemashas. We're only going to allow Bein HaShemashas as a classical gzera, but not something that's karav lovely bechi of chatas. And out of malach, there are bottom like a case of malach shenit tzricha l'guf. And here I want to share with you another Rebbe Kiveger, and with that we'll call it a day. This is a beautiful Rebbe Kiveger in Yoredeya, Siman Beis. Siman Beis in Yoredeya is dedicated to whose kashal is shchita. And the Mechaber says that a Machal Shabbos before Hesya has a din of a mumar and he's pasul shchita. So the Rebbe Kiveger in Siman Beis at the beginning of Yoredeya says in Sif Hey, what's the deal with the Machal Shabbos Befarhesya Bidurabbanot? He's very religious, he's very observant when it comes to the Doraises, but the Durabbanot he doesn't care about. I don't know why he doesn't have a Dinah Apikaris, but that's something else. Okay.
He used to be a big Talmid Chacham.
Right, he's not such a Talmid Chacham.
It's
but
worse though. Don't say if
so again, he knows the difference between the Doraisa and the Durabbanot. And he's willing to violate the Drabonis.
I'm saying, don't we say that for someone to violate the Drabonis, and we say is used less than the Drabonis, but to say that I don't, right, like to say that I don't think the Drabonis apply, which is what this guy's clearly showing, because
well, I mean, he's not bound by the Drabonis, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that might make him in a different category.
It's different.
But I'm saying he's a boomer because he's Machal Shabbos Befarhesya time after time, but only the Drabonis. So the Kivega says the following. He says that he's not sure what the din is, and he leaves it b'tzarach im gadol. However, I believe it's the Prima Gadim, and don't quote me on this, he says the following. That depends what kind of derabbanan he violates. If he violates Gzeros Drabbanon, then he's not a Mumar. Because Gzeros come under V'asisa Kechol Asher Yerucha. What makes Mumaris? The violation of Shabbos. Only in a Malacha Drabbanon. Where did Rabbi Kivei have a Safek that maybe a Mumar Lechil Shabbos for Hesed Drabbanon is Midrabbanon a Mumar and you can't eat from his Shechita? That's only with regard to Malachos Drabbanon. So let's say, for example, he violates Malachos like Kiwi Aner as a Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa, where he came the case of Rashi and Chaliva. In these cases, that's a Malach Drabbanon, Ein Achinami. He would be a Mumar. Why? Because that's Chil Shabbos. That's already a violation Midrabbanon of Shabbos. Mashenke Xeris Drabbanon, that falls into what? Into the universal principle that has nothing to do with Shabbos per se, of Lo Sasur and so forth, and that doesn't generate.
To be over on those type of Drabbanon, just things, the Drabbanon can't make you be over on a Lo Sasur of Shabbos.
They could with the Malach Drabbanon, but not the Xeris Drabbanon. So this distinction between a Malach Drabbanon and a Gzeirah Drabbanon is now relevant to Halacha L'maaseh as far as Mumaris in one side of Rabbi Kivei Safek. Okay, Rabbi Osei?
The Rambam was a doctor too, no? So
I don't know which is harder, dentistry school or medical school. Because I have two very close relatives, and the one who went to dentistry school, he was at the breaking point 50 times. But thank God he finished. But
once you finish, it's probably easier to be a dentist, no?
I don't know. Well, I'm not sure.
Many suicides.
Exactly. The suicide rate for dentistry is very high.
Right. Shkarek, Rabbi, thank you.
Okay. Now, what's the deal with Chaliva al Yidei Eina Yehudi Mitam Tsar Balechayim? That's the Mechaber Simon Shin Hei Sif Chav, and it would seem that this is B'makom Choli Lo Gozer Rabbanon if we assume that Chaliva is only a Gzeirah Rabbanon. But we want to present the thesis that Chaliva is a Malacha Rabbanon. So how can you do a Malacha Rabbanon B'makom Choli? And the answer is through Amir L'Nachri, because Amir L'Nachri now breaks up the malach. A malach has to be b'kuvasei, and now the guy is doing the malach. He's doing the chaliva, and therefore you can be matir chaliva b'makom tsar, which comes on the principle of basically gzeres drabbanon b'makom chole. Because as we said before, since he's doing it al yedei nachri, that downgrades it from the level of a Malach Drabbanon to that of a Zera Drabbanon. That's what I think underlies the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Hei Sif Chof. Getting back to your question, Rafal, about Mafis Mursa, which Gemara seems to assume Akuv Zayin is Muta because it's a Malach Shein Tzuch Legufa and B'makom Tzar Lo Gozer. We've just finished saying and establishing that Malach Shein Tzuch Legufa is a Malacha Drabbanon. It could be that based on Rashi and the simple pshat in Chagiga Daf Yud, Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is a Ptur of Maleches Machshevus. So it's like Kelachar Yad. In other words, just like we were matir Malacha Drabbanon of Chaliva B'makom Choli because he did a Kelachar Yad in Gonech V'Yonek, the Kelachar Yad is Mafkia the Shem Malacha, because it's no longer Meleches Machsheves. So too, Melech Shein Tzuch Legufa, we could say in Mafis Mursa that's not even a Melech HaDerabon, and if it's Mutu B'Mokom Tzar, and you're allowed to be Mafis Mursa Lo Tzim Menu Lecha, but then you'll ask, what about the case of Kibui Aner? Why not say that that's a Ptur of Meleches Machsheves, and therefore that's Mafkir L'Shem Melech, even with the Rabbanon it's not a Melech? So then we're going to have to go with the Shitas HaTosus right now, that Tosus holds that Melech Shein Tzuch Legufa is not a Ptur of Meleches Machsheves, but rather it's a Ptur of Eino Dome LeMishkan. It's a separate din, and therefore it does have the status of Melech HaMidrabbanon. Why then is Mutu B'Mafis Mursa? And here Rav Shechta has a Shtikl Torah, which he wants to say that Mafis Mursa, as opposed to Kibui Ner, is a Toldah.
And in the case of a tolda, we're going to say that a tolda in the case of Malach Shein Tzuch L'Gufa is not a Malach D'Rabbanan, but rather it's only a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. Okay, Rabbi Osai, we'll stop here.